Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I am Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in Philippians chapter 4, beginning a new study that we've entitled Think on These Things from verses 8 and 9. Today we're going to be looking at verse 8, one of the more familiar verses, I think, to most people from the book of Philippians. I'm not sure that we oftentimes use it in the context in which Paul talks about, but what he says is, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So this notice this marker that he has of brethren, and maybe the favorite word that everybody has in every sermon, finally, you know, we're getting near the end of it here. But this will serve the problems. Or solve the problems, that Euodia and Syntyche have. If the minds of the church members need to be set on the right things. If your mind is set on the right things, then you can practice the things that are the right things, because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So, but you got to first be focused on the right things. So, six items or qualities are mentioned, these things that he's going to talk about. First of all, he says, whatever is true.
Yeah, whatever's true is the first thing that he wants us to focus on. We have this idea sometimes that there's no objective truth in the world, and everybody has their own truth or whatnot. But there's things that are true, and there's things that are not, objectively true and objectively false. And so he says, focus on truth. What is true, and especially the truths that we find in Scripture. But focus on things that are true. That are, you know, based on facts and conclusions that we can make.
Yeah, things that are real. And a lot of times we have problems because we're not focused on what's real, but what I feel, or what I think, or what I heard, and that can be problematic, of course.
There can be a place for that, but not whenever you're establishing your
relationships.
What's true. Yeah, well, and, you know, what's right and wrong, you know, that's not, feelings are not involved in what's wrong and right.
So whatever is true, and then secondly, whatever is honorable.
Honorable, the word there just means worthy of respect or valor or honor. It's one that, you know, whenever you're thinking about something, whatever is honorable, you're thinking about stuff that, you know, is worthy of being around. This is not just stuff that's going to waste your time and doesn't matter, but this is stuff that's going to put, you know, help your reputation and, you know, help grow you as a person.
Yeah. What's dignified, you know, and the way we treat each other has to be with respect. So how can I, thinking about things that are, you know, the things that would bring honor and respect to others is important. And then whatever's true, whatever's honorable, whatever is right or just.
Yeah, the word there means upright or fair. Whatever is where is it at here?
Proper.
Yeah, right in verse 8 is what the New American Standard says. But what's being accordance with high standards. You're keeping yourself at a high standard. That's really the idea here. Whatever is, you know, what I need to be focused on that, you know, is not stuff that you don't want to be.
Yeah, and the high standard we're looking to is the divine standard,
right,
which he laid down in Philippians 2, that we're going to have the mind that's also was in Christ. Whatever's true, whatever's honorable, whatever right, whatever is pure.
Pure is, you know, this more has to do with our spiritual walk more so than some of the ones before that have been more just objective. But whatever is pure, that idea there is
holy or morally clean.
Holy and stuff that is going to, on a spiritual level, be something that we want to be around and be involved with. More, it's kind of like right, but in a spiritual sense.
Or a moral level, at least.
Yeah.
In our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, ethically, morally, that kind of thing.
The word's used sometimes as an attribute of divinity as well. So that's, if you're talking about what you should be involved with spiritually, obviously that comes to mind there.
Whatever is lovely.
This is one that's maybe you look at it and at first and say, well, that's a little different than what the rest of this has been so far. But lovable or gracious or want stuff that causes pleasure or delight. It's agreeable. This is just stuff that, that you would want to be around, of good quality, stuff that makes you happy. Not that we think about maybe sometimes that, I don't know, you can't enjoy things or be fun, I guess, if you're following scripture. Like, it's just this do's and don'ts, and it's forbidding a bunch of stuff. But this is, things that enjoy, that bring you pleasure and delight.
Yeah, and I think especially, what is amiable or love-inspiring is we think about others. Are we looking at the worst, trying to find the worst in people, or are we thinking of things in a positive, loving kind of way? And then whatever things are commendable or of good repute.
Yeah, things that are of good repute, things that are in out of respect for those of high status or carefully chosen is maybe the idea here. But there are things that have to do with good reputation. They're praiseworthy. They're commendable. There are things that you want to be involved with just because they're – these are the kind of things like, holding the door open for people, just a quality of being a good and honest and reputable person.
And he says, if there's any excellence or anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So the things that are positive and encouraging, we can lead our minds to think how we want to about situations or others or circumstances, however we want to. We get to choose what we want to think about. And I get that you may have a bad thought come in your mind, but you can focus. One of the ways you can focus is what he talked about in the previous two verses. You can pray.
Yeah.
That helps us change our mindset. But focus our thoughts on the right things. If we do that, then that's going to help us to not only put others before self and see each other the way that God sees others, but have us to develop that mind that Christ had as well. And he's going to talk about some ways that we can, some things or sources, I guess is the word I'm looking for, of some of those things in the next verse. We'll look at that tomorrow on our next episode. Hope that you'll be with us for that. I hope you'll like, share, subscribe, comment, rate, all the different things you can do to help build our audience on Scripture Spotlight, that you'll tell others, share this with your friends, tell them about Scripture Spotlight. We hope most of all you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes a day with us, whether you're getting ready for work, driving to school, or relaxing at the end of the day, or anywhere in between those times, that you'll spend 5 to 10 minutes with us as we dig into God's Word and find His message for our lives on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.